Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Like Christmas everywhere you go.
Why not?
Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Take a look in the 5 and 10. Are there even any more 5 and 10s? This is a song that's been around for a long time. A lot like Christmas. If you're listening to the radio and thinking, hey, it's time for a change, I think we've all said that every time I've announced that a station went to country music, Victoria, you and Victor, you and Jennifer have both cheered. Yay!
Yep.
Because it does.
Sets a different.
Yeah, that's right. It is. It's a sets a different tone for sure. The year 2020, one thing we know about it, it's not like your average year, and there are already spikes in streaming of Christmas music, so that's causing radio stations to flip the switch earlier and to get more involved. So before Halloween, we all think, oh my God, can you imagine Christmas? I think this year you're going to have Christmas music and a lot of it before Halloween. As a matter of fact, next week or 10 days, I think you'll see a lot of stations flipping over. And it's always really good for their ratings. Not to make it too inside, but the ratings always, every Christmas season, the third quarter, the fourth quarter of the year, the ratings for the Christmas music stations is always fabulous. And, of course, the radio people always want to extend. Radio people being radio people. Well, we always want to spread a good story, right? We were number one in December. Okay, well, it's July. What are you going to do for me? Well, we're going to be back to Christmas music in the fall. We'll be number one again.
I think the Halloween this year is on a Saturday night, so I think that makes it more fun. And I think then the next morning we get an extra hour of sleep with daylight savings. Yeah. And I think on November, that's Sunday, November 1st. I think that day is when we're going to hear a lot of Christmas music. I think people are excited for Halloween, at least. Yeah. Amongst, you know, our group, we've all been talking about it, and Halloween is always fun, and with movies and things like that, candy sales are actually doing better than people thought. So Halloween is going to be okay, and then I really firmly believe that the day after, we go right to Christmas. Well, I think Thanksgiving is going to kind of fall apart this year, but Christmas is where everyone's going.
Thanksgiving is going to be, right.
We're not even doing Thanksgiving in our family. We're going to sit outside and have a cocktail with my parents, and that'll be it.
The kids and I were talking about me coming because flying is easier now in a sense that you don't have to worry about it. As a matter of fact, if you want to make note of this for your travel plans, I'm going to California in a couple of weeks. This is only the second time I've been out there since last March, which is probably a record for me in the last 30-some-odd years. I usually go out there to see the children, even in the summertime. It's harder on the farm for me to go in the real peak months, June, July, and August, but I always make it up once a month anyway, and I haven't been there but once the whole summer. There's a new study, Victoria, that basically explains the risks. This is something that has kept people off of airplanes, but you know what? Don't use it as a way to keep your, you know, if you feel like you're going to get the virus, you're not going to get it on an airplane, because this study underscores how dangerous or not it is on a plane. As a matter of fact, your risk on a plane is virtually non-existent, long as you are wearing a mask.
As long as everyone is. This is the thing that really, like this study, for anybody out there who's an anti-masker, and we know that there are plenty of them, and people say, oh, well, the mask doesn't do anything. Okay, well, this is coming from our Defense Department. So if you want to believe something, this is coming from the Defense Department.
It's not coming from the airlines at all.
Right. So
United participated in the study.
Because they use the United planes to test it. Yeah. So the Defense Department says if everyone on the plane wears a mask, this is your chance of getting coronavirus. It's 0.003%. That's mm-hmm. the chance that you have of a particle going from one mask to a masked person to another. So, and that's even if the person is sitting right next to you. So don't tell me, I'm so sick of people saying, well, the mask doesn't do anything. Do not tell me that the mask does nothing, because this is coming from the Defense Department. And they have now narrowed it down to, even if you are sitting next to a person, if you both have a mask on, it's 0.003% chance.
Anybody who says
Dr. Fauci has been right all along.
They're talking about in that in terms of the
I'm
masks.
Just but you hear it too, right?
I do. Yeah, I
sure so many do. People, oh, the mask doesn't do anything, or you know, people, you know, oh, I'm only wearing it as a courtesy. Well, no, dummy, it's not a courtesy. You're actually
wearing
protecting
it as
yourself.
A courtesy, but I'm also wearing it as protection.
Right.
Now, this is very interesting, because the planes now have these new modern ventilation systems. They tested Boeing planes. They did not test Airbuses. As a matter of fact, the planes that were used, and this may go over everybody's head who doesn't pay attention to planes like I do, but they used United 767s and 777s. They are the larger planes, so they would have more people in them, and it would make sense to test those planes to see how that was all being handled.
I would guess Airbus has got to be the same for air filtration.
Yeah, same new systems, of course, they have to be. So here's something else that I found out this weekend. I was visited on Saturday by a woman who works in the L.A. office of American Airlines, who's become a friend through another friend. As she came east, she wanted to come to the farm, so as she was talking with me about the farm, I was talking to her about American Airlines and what was going on there. Listen to this, Victoria. You think these people haven't been hurt? American, through last March, was running hourly service between Los Angeles and New York. 14 flights a day in each direction. They now have two. They're using, they had been running three-class service in these new Airbus, what they call the 321T, and they've stopped that. They've parked those planes, and they're now using 777s that they were using for Europe. But the most profitable route American has is New York, Los Angeles. And you figure if they're running their hourly service 14 flights a day and the planes are full in each direction, now they've got it down to two. Granted, they're using bigger planes, but still, what is that? I mean, their other most probably the top two routes they have, New York, L.A., New York, London. At London, they were running, I think they have five flights a day, or they did have five or maybe six flights a day to London from New York. One. They're running one now. So if you don't think, but now, and the reason for us telling this story is because if you have an idea that you want to travel, you know, there have been a couple of other surveys that have come out over the weekend finding many travelers still are hesitant because of coronavirus, and you can thank the news media for scaring your pants off about that. 67% of those responding to a travel survey say they are uncertain about whether they ought to take a vacation. They don't want to get on a plane. Online booking site Travelocity found 57% of Americans say they won't travel for the year-end holidays. The findings are in line with advice from the Center for Disease Control. Why? Why would the Center for Disease Control, given what we just said about the planes being safe as long as you wear a mask?
Right, but here's the thing, though, Doug. I've had several friends who had to fly because of family emergencies or whatever. And a friend of mine just flew back from Florida. She lives in Maryland. And she said that people all around her had pulled their mask down and sat there without a mask on the whole time. So it's that study shows that if everyone wears a mask and keeps it on, then it's the safest. But most people are not doing that. I'm not getting on
a plane.
So if
you're not wearing a mask, you're the problem.
Well, but the problem is, she said it made her nervous. She had a shield on and she had a mask underneath it. But she said that the flight attendants didn't tell anyone, sorry, you have to put your mask back up. No one's doing that. And I guess the flight attendants don't want to, I don't know, maybe they don't want to get involved in an altercation. I'm not sure. But she said it was very distressing that this was a full flight and, you know, everyone around her pulled their mask down.
If you don't want to get sick or if you want to have the country benefit, not fall apart, then wear your mask. That's simple. And if you are stupid enough to say that nothing beneficial happens and I'm not going to wear a mask, then you are the problem. You are the problem. Anyway, the AAA survey also looking at the number of people who took trips this summer for their vacation, what they did. The top five driving destinations were Denver, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, San Diego, and Seattle. I thought that was pretty interesting. Vacation trips, car, and the rental or selling of these recreational vehicles.
Woof. Yeah.
Through the roof. Boy,
yep.
I don't like that.
We took two car trips. Yeah, we've taken two car trips, one in August and then one 2 weekends ago, and to about the same amount of distance, about 2 hours away, which seems to kind of be the norm. And Airbnb is also, you know, not in this study, but Airbnb has seen that same pattern.
Speaking of that, I thought it was interesting that there was a group of nonprofits that got together to help black individuals and families secure jobs and get financial wellness in Long Island. $175,000 in grants for this is the Long Island Racial Equity Donor Collaborative that was announced. Donor Collaborative was launched a couple of years ago. They were trying to further a more financially inclusive and racially equitable Long Island. I've seen these sort of things going on in other communities as well, where, and I don't know whether this is a result of more focus on Black Lives Matter or whatever it is.
I think it is.
Is it,
I've seen
so?
It popping. Yep. I think people are more aware, and I think people are actually taking action this time. I don't think this is – people aren't just sitting back and going, oh, well, whatever. The problem will fix itself. People are actually taking strong steps to helping, and I think it's wonderful.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. It's called Gamma Knife Surgery, but there's no cutting involved.
Gamma Knife Radiosurgery is the precise delivery of radiation to some imaging-defined target. And so we're able to treat benign malignant tumors within the brain as well as vascular malformations.
Dr. Bruce Pollack says it's been used at Mayo Clinic for 30 years as an alternative to open brain surgery.
We're performing an outpatient-based procedure that doesn't require an incision, has no risks of infections.
Patient's head is held still during the procedure with a head frame, which also serves as a map for the radiation. Using 3D imaging, typically an MRI as a guide, the gamma knife is targeted directly at the tumor.
The mechanical accuracy of the device is measured as a fraction of a millimeter.
And with no hospital stay and minimal side effects, it's a procedure that is efficient and can be life-saving. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
She left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory talk.
I'm chuckling, you know, this fellow has passed away, Johnny Bush, the songwriter for Whiskey River and a big time country singer, has been pronounced dead at the age of 65. I guess it, Limbaugh used to call it assuming room temperature. Anyway, he co-wrote Willie Nelson's signature opening number, Whiskey River. Born in Houston, 1935, Bush received his big break from Willie Nelson, who helped him land a job as a drummer in Ray Price's band, the old Cherokee Cowboys. I remember them from when I was playing country music in the 60s, for heaven's sakes. Nelson would go on to bankroll Bush's debut single in 1967. It was called Sound of a Heartache, and vouched for Bush's talent in a message on the back cover of the album. With his career off the ground, Bush began writing and recording in earnest, including 72's Whiskey River. But it was Nelson who made the song his own, releasing it on 1973 Shotgun Willie and using it to open his concerts.
I love Willie Nelson's version of Whiskey River. I don't like this, but I love how Willie did it.
Well, play the other song that you got there, Phil, will you? You Gave Me a Mountain. It's another very popular song. Marty Robbins did this. Elvis also always sang.
I can picture Elvis singing this.
Yeah. Well, Marty Robbins was fabulous. Had a great voice for this sort of thing. This guy wasn't a great singer, but he really had a creative mind when it came to imagining how the music would sound and getting it into the hands of the right singers, as you just suggested, like Willie for Whiskey River and Elvis for You Gave Me a Mountain. But I'll tell you, if you listen to Marty Robbins' version of that, you'll get goosebumps as well. He did a song called There Stands the Glass in 1953 for Webb Pierce that did very well. So fast forward to the late 70s, he began suffering a series of vocal problems that threatened to derail his career. He had a neurological disorder, started vocal and speech therapy, and got Botox injection to restore his range. I didn't know you could use Botox. I guess that is something that people have used for medicinal purposes other than just filling their forehead, right?
Migraines, TMJ, when your jaw locks up. Lots of different things Botox can be used for, because it essentially if you target the right muscles, it will paralyze those muscles. So he must have had something that was maybe compressing onto his vocal cords.
Yeah.
So the Botox injections would stop that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. Without surgery, plus, you know, no more wrinkles.
Right. Hey, hooray. He continued to perform until his death, a regular guest at Willie's annual 4th of July picnic, playing last year live on stage, making an online appearance at the picnic, but that was virtual. So, anyway, we note the passing of Johnny Bush, the songwriter of Whiskey River and other famous songs. Next up here, in terms of music, Christopher Cross apparently had a really bad case of COVID. It almost killed him. He was temporarily paralyzed, Victoria, describing the battle as the darkest days he's ever experienced. He's 69 now. This song, Sailing, was his biggest. Spent 10 days battling the virus in the intensive care unit back in April. He said he couldn't walk, could barely move. He has won 5 Grammys. Very successful writer, producer. He and his girlfriend began to feel sick after a trip to Mexico City. Then they tested positive. After 3 weeks, he appeared to be on the mend, feeling well enough to go to the supermarket. When he got home, his health took a turn for the worse and his legs gave out. Diagnosed with a rare neurological disorder known as Guillain-Barré. I think I've heard that before, but I don't know who else has had it.
This is the kind of stuff that, like, the virus brought this out of him.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And your body attacks your own nervous system.
Ride Like the Wind, another Christopher Cross big song. So wish him well. 28 and a half after the hour on the DJV show.
During the 1980 presidential campaign, Ronald Reagan struck the killing blow to President Jimmy Carter's chances for re-election by asking one simple question: are you better off than you were 4 years ago? A recent Gallup poll asked voters the same question. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. According to the poll, 56% of voters said they were better off than they were before President Trump took office. This percentage is higher than when the same poll was conducted during President George W. Bush and Barack Obama's administrations. When Reagan asked this question, the answer was a resounding no, as evidenced by his solid victory over Jimmy Carter. But in 2020, the answer seems to be yes. But what does this predict about the 2020 election? If American voters believe that Trump contributed to their improved circumstances, then it could mean that they will support the president regardless of the polls. Either way, it is clear that Reagan's question is every bit as relevant today as it was in 1980. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump continues to rally across America. Monday, his campaign stop was Prescott, Arizona.
We are going to keep on working. We are going to keep on fighting. And we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is staying at home this week, reportedly preparing for Thursday's debate in Nashville, Tennessee. The 90-minute debate is divided into 6 15-minute segments, with each candidate granted 2 minutes to deliver uninterrupted remarks. The open mic portion of the debate will not feature a mute button, but interruptions by either candidate will count toward their time. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Democrat Vice Presidential Candidate Joe Biden on the campaign trail Sunday. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has called a lid until Thursday's debate, which means, in essence, no public events are scheduled for the former vice president this week. While campaigning in the battleground state of North Carolina on Sunday, the former vice president took President Trump to task on his handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
He told Bob Woodward in a taped interview that the disease was deadly, much worse than the flu. And here's what he did. According to the New York Times, 3-4 days ago, his administration gave Wall Street investors a heads up. But he didn't tell us, just his friends on Wall Street. That's why they made so much money by, quote, selling short. Well, who got sold short? Y'all got sold short.
Democrat Vice Presidential Candidate Kamala Harris was in Florida Monday. President Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will at times have their microphones muted during the next debate, organizers said. When one of the two candidates is given a chance to reply to a two-minute answer to each of the six debate topics, his opponent's microphone will be muted. The final debate scheduled between Trump and Biden is set for Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern in Nashville, Tennessee. It will be moderated by NBC News' Kristen Welker. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The hour. This is the house that Doug built with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is off today, so here we are checking, spot checking what's going on here, there, and everywhere inside the world. We talk about every, you know, when you think about it, every time we come back from, let's say, a news broadcast or something like that, or it's a new day, we are confronted with stories about the change in America. Our work habits are different. Our social habits are different. Where we work, it doesn't affect you or me because, Victoria, we've been doing this remotely for years. People say things.
Yeah, we were prepared.
Sounds like we are all in the same room, but we aren't. And we have never been. I've never done this from, well, it's been a long time since I did this from a studio in a radio station. I have had studios set up in my home. Victoria does her broadcast from her home. Jennifer is at her home, and that's how we put this all together. And it's only because we're good that it sounds like we're all in the same room, if I do say so myself. But think about I think the belief is that a lot of us will never return to the work environment that we used to have before last March, the formal office setting, continuing to work remotely. Your husband works now at home. Mm-hmm. He used to travel to New York, and he probably isn't going to until, what, next year sometime?
Definitely 2021 at some point. Yeah. I don't, but we, you know, no one really knows. And his company, he works for a large media company, and so they've been doing a lot of employee surveys, trying to kind of gauge how people feel about, you know, a limited schedule or being in the office. I know a friend of mine works for a private equity firm, and she said they're trying to come up with, like, different pods. So on certain days, you know, pod A will be in on Tuesdays, and then they, you know, just stagger it. But a lot of companies, though, especially in Manhattan, which is where we're right outside the city, so a lot of companies are realizing they don't need all the office space that they pay for.
Right. Oh, yeah. So, huge difference in the value of office space in big cities, especially. So I'm wondering, for those of you who have had this change, do you like it? Do you like working from home instead of going to the office? Are you getting as much done? Are you getting more done? I've heard it both ways. People who have children at home sometimes are distracted.
That's tough. Yeah.
But the other side of it is that they've been working longer. They start earlier in the morning. I think Lewis does that, and they work later into the evening to get their work done.
Absolutely. From I've seen lots of studies on it, and just from watching my husband and his colleagues, I think productivity is way up. Because people are, you're cutting out an hour. I think the average American has like a 45-minute commute. That's on average. So if you cut out the hour and a half of commuting a day, and you cut out a lunch break, and you cut out wandering around the office and talking to people in the break room, you know, if you really think about it, how many solid hours is someone really sitting at their desk only concentrating on their job and not online shopping or checking Facebook or, you know, it's I don't know. I feel like I'm not surprised. At first, you know, when people say, oh, everyone's going to work from home, you think of someone just watching, you know, TV all day. But that's not the case at all. And I think people are finding, I think employers are finding that their employees are doing a lot more than they anticipated that they would. I mean, he has conference calls that start at 6 o'clock at night now. He never had anything, that any meetings that went after 4 or 5 o'clock. So, you know, people are home, and a friend of mine is an executive assistant, and she said she gets emails from her boss at 9 o'clock at night, and she's on her phone, and she's doing things for her boss at 9 o'clock at night. In the past, she would never have been doing that. She would leave the office at 5 and get on, you know, her commute on the way home. And,
and the routine has been broken in a manner of speaking. And so you wonder about the thing that, when I turn it around, though, thinking about how I worked collaboratively. I'm thinking about, I was the ops director at WEEI in Boston for a couple of years in the mid-80s. And I did a study. This was an all-news station. There were 15 news people that were on the air. And what I did, when I went in, and I didn't know what I was getting into. I was a program director when I was a kid in my early 20s. The station in Worcester, Mass. And I didn't like being the boss. I'd rather be on the air, and that was it. But in this circumstance, somebody sort of, they headhunted me, and I went in there and tried to make, it was a mess. It had been a CBS station. And so the first thing I found out was that the anchors that are getting paid for 8 hours a day, they were, I think union minimum at that time was $35 or $40 an hour. And they were getting paid for 8 hours a day, and the average person was working 4.5. You know, you start to, you look at those numbers, okay, so can we get it up a little bit? When I quit, it was up to like 6.5 hours, but they were still being paid for 8. And the people, the guy who worked from midnight on the air until 5 would show up at 5 before 12, never did any prep. He was on the air for, I mean, you got paid for 8 hours, he was on the air for less than 5. So it's that, you know, you see that sort of thing. And so I wonder if when we, you know, you leave people on their own, are they going to take advantage of it or not? If you're a good employee, you aren't. And if you are a good employee, you know, you're going to work to make sure that you've satisfied your bosses. Because other than, I mean, how do you keep your job if the bosses aren't satisfied? I think that'd be the way I'd want to look at it, frankly. Speaking of changes, you can rent an AMC theater now, Victoria, for $99. Wow. Customers renting out the auditoriums. And what they're doing is having private screenings. So can you get any movie that you want? Is that what happens here?
Any movie. Well, I don't know about any movie, but you can get current movies. And there are, like, the few that are actually out in theaters now. And mm-hmm. then, depending on what movie it is, you know, the prices go from $99 up to $350. And then there are, you know, depending on the location, and then you get your food and drink all built in. So it's like a whole big package. But right. you can have up to 20 people. So if you think about it, if you're, you know, private birthday party or private event, you know, you have people that you, if you feel safe and you trust that are in your bubble, then this is, I think this is a great solution. You're not mixing with strangers, and it's safe, and it's really fun.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, AMC is really, they are really banking on this business model working. So
yeah.
for their sake, I really hope it does, because they've already said
they're
that they
run out of money by the end of the year if they don't. Yeah.
If they don't come up with something. So I think this is a creative way that maybe people will respond to.
Yep, I think it's a great idea, frankly. Speaking of what we're doing for funding and how we're staying afloat, apparently there's going to be a vote this week on more funding for the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program to help small businesses. I have frankly applied and used it. Senators are going to take up a $500 billion version of the stimulus package, expanded unemployment benefits. See, I'm against that. I've seen the ability of people in businesses like mine, not the radio business, but the farm. I can't get any help. None. Because, well, I shouldn't say none, but not to the extent that I needed during the summer, because people were getting more money not to work based on this faulty, there wasn't enough supervision. There are a lot of people who really need this and who should have access to it, but because the program started and spread it, the PPP thing itself is badly monitored, and apparently...
Well, it was a mess in the beginning.
It still is. Yeah. They are apparently going to just forgive everybody because they haven't got the ability to... I mean, there will be a few things you have to show in order to have it forgiven, but for the most part, they just want to move on. And so here we have this new expanded unemployment benefit package. I hope that they're going to be smart enough to make sure that it is better monitored. You know, all of these programs, we've talked about the farm aid that went to the wrong places, and that's the problem with these big government proposals, especially if they're not being monitored or if they're, you know, they just, in this case, shotgun approach. We have a lot of people that are in distress, dire need, and so they go through it. You know, I saw something, I think it was yesterday in the New York Times, Victoria, about how people who are very wealthy have done very well under the circumstances, making, I think I saw Bezos as the prime example, who is worth 130.
He doubled his wealth, right?
Yeah, right. He's the guy that runs Amazon. But there are plenty of others who have done the same thing. Gates is an example. Most of the names that you know. What's his face? There's speculation, by the way. I can hardly wait for Jennifer to be back here. There's a whole big thing in Los Angeles about somebody who's been at the airport flying around the planes. Guy got to be crazy. With a jetpack. Remember the old movie Rocket Man?
Mm-hmm.
It was 25 years ago.
It was the Rocketeer, right?
Rocketeer, thank you. Yeah.
Yep.
So Elon Musk has been, a lot of people think it's him. Because he's got a space suit on, and they got the rocket stuff strapped to his back, and he's flying around.
I don't know that it's a person, though, because I was watching this, a lot of the local news coverage, and there's a pilot, there's a jetpack company, I forget the name of it, it might just be called Jetpack, but that CEO said that this is not like this could either be a one-off thing where a person is doing it, maybe like an Elon Musk who's kind of crazy enough to do it, but the newest one that was spotted, and this is right in LAX where the planes are landing, I mean, this is really dangerous, so a lot of pilots are saying this is very dangerous, but the Jetpack guy said... The most recent sighting was at 6,000 feet, and he said that they've never had a human go that high.
Here's something that will not scare you. We have a collective group of programs that I do in addition to the DJV show. I do things every week that are hopefully going to speak to you about various needs that we have in our lives, from food to the health of people in your family. And your spiritual health is something that I feel very strongly about. So 3 or 4 years ago, I created a show called Your Hidden Power. And every week we do something different. So we have 164 episodes, which would lead me to believe that we've been doing it for over 3 years. How's that for math? 52 weeks a year. You got it, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Episode 164 is us focusing on how your spirit can speak to your soul. You could be religious or not, doesn't make any difference, because this does not, you know, your spiritual beliefs, I don't think, are predicated by religion in the main. It just, it goes deeper than that. Religion could be a part of it, for sure. But we have discussions with paranormalists. We have people who are spiritual teachers, guidance from astrologers and psychics and so on. That's the kind of thing you get in your hidden power. So if that floats your boat, and a lot of people are into alternative thinking, you might want to check it out at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Those who own an Apple Watch know the watch pairs with your iPhone. And so when your iPhone is out of range, your watch is no longer updated. So what if somebody walks off with your iPhone? Or what if you leave it in the backseat of an Uber? Mobile Leash is an app that lets you know when your iPhone is out of range. Brian Tolman explains.
I think everybody can relate to forgetting their iPhone in a cafe, their office, or their basement. But quite simply, Mobile Leash will notify you on your Apple Watch when you're leaving your iPhone behind.
And the difference between Mobile Leash and Find My Phone?
Apple also has, as you know, Find My iPhone. It does require internet access or access to a second device. Find My iPhone is excellent at finding one's iPhone after you've lost it. Mobile Leash is designed to notify you when you are leaving your iPhone behind, so you can go get it.
Mobile Leash can be downloaded from the Apple App Store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Joanne Butler is here. She is the Life Minute TV founder, editor-in-chief, a lifestyle journalist, producer, mom, mastering the juggle. Important tips for the balance that's necessary in this day and age, the work-life balance, especially with so many people working from home. I'm betting you, Joanne, work from home pretty much, yes?
Yep, unless I'm driving here into our studio, into the city.
Yeah.
Been in the car a lot lately.
Well,
a lot of driving.
Yeah, I know that. Sometimes that can be peaceful because there isn't much traffic these days. It's more fun to drive than it used to be.
It's getting busier and busier. Every day it's a little, few more people are on the road, you know?
Is this focus on mastering the juggle? Is it for women mostly? Or do you have an approach that works for both men?
No, this is for women and men. We do not discriminate here. The first big must dive I have is for driving, you know, because, you know, there are more people than ever taken to the road, you know. And I, for one, have been driving more than ever between dropping the kids to and from school, skipping mass transit, and driving to work in the city. Everyone's really spending a lot more time in their cars, and you got to take care of it, especially the most critical piece of equipment on your car, which is your tires, you know, especially with winter approaching. And I especially hate driving in the rain. I'm a backseat driver, and I don't like driving in the rain when I'm driving, but I actually feel better about it because of these, which you cannot see, but they're massive and fabulous. The new Michelin Cross Climate 2, they're called, new tires, that actually give you peace of mind. They have really unmatched safety and performance, and especially on wet roads. They say they actually, you know, grips to the last stop, as they're saying, because in testing they stop shorter in wet and dry conditions than competitors, and they last really long, too, by up to 15,000 miles. And, you know, for most drivers, that adds up to about a year of driving. So it's
all right,
really
so I'm going to – this was not planned, but I will tell you that I drive a Range Rover,
and I just put a new set of those tires on my Range Rover.
Did you really?
I really did.
That's fantastic. Did you notice the difference?
You know, I I'm a fast driver. I have a heavy foot. And sometimes, especially now, this time of year where there is rain, leaves on the road, slippery conditions, when you hit the brakes, you want to know that you can stop. And I do feel like there's a security here with these tires that I don't know that I thought of before. And I didn't know you were going to be talking to me, so this is a...
That's awesome to hear. That is so cool. Well, and they have, like, the V formation. Did you notice that on the tire's rubber compound? You know,
well,
like
I noticed the cut of the tire, the jib, is a little different.
I love that. I love that you have them. I love them, too, because I just, like, with the leaves and the rain, it's the worst time of, you know, year to be driving.
Got to be careful. All right, what else do you have?
You know, trying to eat healthy is a little tricky, so I have something good when you feel like something sweet. You know, I'm all about comfort food right now, but, you know, trying to make smarter choices. So, especially if you're plant-based, like a lot of people, or you can't have dairy, Planet Oats non-dairy frozen desserts. They're pint-sized treats made with Planet Oat milk, and they're really delicious, really rich and creamy, and they come in 6 different yummy flavors, and, you know, taste really decadent and indulgent, so you don't feel like you've missed out on anything. And they're just $4.99 each at stores like Albertsons and Safeway. So I definitely recommend these if you...
All right, you've hit 2 home runs with me today because I'm an ice cream guy through and through.
Have you had these?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've been looking around for different things because I have a little issue with cholesterol. And so I started on a statin, and this allows me to eat as much ice cream, I think, as I want. And so this is good because it isn't, as you've suggested, going to be really full of fat.
Yeah, so definitely a smarter choice. And, you know, I always say you stock up on them, you know, in your fridge because half the battle sometimes, you know, making a good choice. But my final tip, you know, you got to take your vitamins and your supplements and support your immune health. And Rainbow Light is a great collection of award-winning vitamins and supplements that are good for the whole family and trusted for more than 35 years. They have a women's, men's, prenatal, and kids multi, as well as targeted support supplements for immune health. And these one multivitamins are clinically proven absorption of key immune support ingredients like zinc and vitamin D. And what's even better about this brand is they give back. For more than 25 years, they've served as a founding partner to Vitamin Angels, an organization that delivers essential vitamins and nutrients to undernourished pregnant women and children in the U.S. and around the world. So, you know, you're not only doing something good for yourself, but, you know, doing something
good
for others, too.
All right, 3 good tips. I'm on with all 3 of those because I'm a big vitamin and mineral guy. Thank you, Joanne. Joanne Butler here on the DJV program.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.